Editor. Re. Public session scheduled for proposed Connor Park Hall. As a frequent hiker in Connor Park, I deeply appreciate the forest bathing benefits of this wonderful green space in our neighborhood. I also strongly support the location of a new community hall within the park. The SCRD's proposed location, more or less on the site of the existing washrooms adjacent to the playing fields, makes good sense, and would obliterate the need to massacre any stands of white pine trees. The SCRD finding that over 700 households are within a 30-minute walk of Connor Park, along quiet streets, compared to just over 400 households who could walk along a dangerous, narrow stretch of Redrowoffs Road to Cooper's Green, shows how much more accessible a hall at the former rather than the latter will be for local residents. There is still the issue of no existing bus route to Connor. However, that could be addressed, for example, through implementation of a mini bus route throughout the neighborhood with a stop at Connor, that also connects with the main bus route. A potential triple win: better public transit, access to a new community hall, and fewer cars on local roads. I sincerely hope that everybody in Half Moon Bay will come together to support a new community hall at Connor Park. I know there is a great deal of emotional attachment to Cooper's Green. But it will still be available for outdoor activities in the few summer months when it's pleasant to be there. And it will still continue to offer the only boat launch along the entire stretch of Redrowoffs Road. Its small amount of parking will still be available for boaters and picnickers throughout the summer. Let's take advantage of what both sites have to offer. Ellen Adelberg, Half Moon Bay.